If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Malcolm Nance.
Well, historic morning, Stephanie.
Yes, and not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
Wow, you wrote a great piece for The Guardian. Trump's reckless chatter with Russia could have fatal consequences, and that was like two felonies ago. That's before the Michael Flynn story came out.
Well, you know, it's not even noon yet. So what's going to break today?
I mean, you tweeted it, impeachment count one, obstruction of justice. I mean, if it wasn't live on TV with Lester Holt, then obviously this Comey memo is about the clearest example I've seen of obstruction of justice, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what's absolutely fascinating is that when I speak to people, even in media, they say, well, this is just one thing here, one thing there, one thing over there. And that it's, you know, there's no attention that's being focused on one big thing. All of this is about Russia and Trump and his relationships, his staff relationships, and the hacking of the Democratic National Committee. Yep. All of this. And it's just the only difference is, this Watergate, they got away with it cleanly and got a president elected with it. But
yes.
Now every component from Sally Yates to Mike Flynn's relationships to, you know, Vladimir Putin trolling us today.
Yeah.
All of this is about Russia's intelligence operation to select a president, select Donald Trump president, and Donald Trump fighting with all of his might to cover it up.
Malcolm, I was just going to ask you how you have to feel as a patriot and the man who wrote The Plot to Hack America before the election, how it feels to watch Vladimir Putin smirking this morning and clearly enjoying this and offering to supply transcripts, of this meeting. I mean,
you know, if you ever do one of those online book club things again where you read a chapter, please read chapter 3, the one called Spy Master in Chief. Vladimir Putin, Spy Master in Chief. He so easily read Donald Trump back in 2013 and realized this guy could be manipulated. This guy could easily be turned in some way, shape, or form.
Even if he's vain, he's greedy, he's stupid.
Yeah.
Right.
But Putin has a history of this. Putin does this worldwide. He has unleashed this capability everywhere. And he knows democracy is ill-prepared to deal with a propaganda machine from a dictatorship. This is just communism, you know, the old KGB communist stuff with new technology and minus the commie. So it's very easy for them to come in and troll us because the news media and with the assistance of Donald Trump will come out and point to it.
Yeah.
It will damage us further.
Malcolm, I honestly, as someone who, you know, you've described yourself as a lifelong Colin Powell Republican, I don't know how it makes you. It just made my blood boil that he is rubbing America's face in this. He's laughing. He's smirking. He's enjoying this. He's saying, you know, oh, yeah, I'll provide the transcripts because American media wasn't let in. Well, first of all, would you trust any transcript that he provided?
No, well, there you go. He has a fundamental credibility issue, and which is why I heard them discuss on Morning Joe this morning, where they were saying everyone in the news media without any question believes James Comey.
Right.
But everyone in the news media, from the Wall Street Journal on, doubts every word that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth.
Yeah.
He has created this crisis of credibility himself, his inability to tell the truth on virtually anything, the narcissistic bragging on every level about everything, about how awesome he is all coming to a head, and it is going to end up most likely with his being removed from office. The question is when, because as I like to remind everybody, Watergate took 900 days from the break-in to the impeachment. However, on a happier note, it did take 10 months from the time Nixon was reelected. So don't listen to all these breathless reports saying impeachment tomorrow, but this is going to be a process that I think is a freight train they cannot stop.
Malcolm, like I say, I would just think at some point, patriots, I mean, let's not forget parties. A guy has the nuclear codes that is sharing, and you can tell us what's the word, coded intelligence? It's, as you say, so secret was the information that only a handful of Americans knew it. The information was kept away from even our closest allies, including Britain. You write, according to reports, this country trusted the U.S. to safeguard its activity, thus protect the life of its source who brought the information. In a moment of unbridled egotism, the president failed to do that. I mean, I just feel like, how long can they let this continue, where he literally has the nuclear launch codes?
Well, you know, you're not going to take them away from him anytime soon. What we have to have here, and for us to remain a democracy, okay, and I've actually heard people say, when is the military going to step in and do something? We are not the third world.
Yeah.
We set up these rules 241 years ago. Deal with it. Let's let this process play out, because our founding fathers were brilliant. I'm sorry. They foresaw people taking bribes. They foresaw people being agents of foreign powers. And they put in a process in there for this to play out. And we have to play this process. But everyone's voice is a component of that process. Outrage, as you saw with the Tea Party, works. And standing up as patriots for the nation works. You just can't allow people to say, oh, well, it's in the news today and it's out tomorrow. Why isn't there impeachment? You have to make impeachment happen by talking to your representatives in this representative democracy.
But you know, what I'm wondering, Malcolm, is at some point, couldn't it be beyond impeachment? And I don't mean to be fevered, but I mean, isn't this a you know, arrestable offense, an indictable offense? A lot of this stuff that, you know, I get that it's not nailed down yet, but boy, it sure feels like it's getting close.
The law is clear, and I mean, it may be. You just have to find out. I mean, the first, you know, as I've said here before in this show, Nixon's first count against him was obstruction of justice.
Right.
When he was under investigation and there were indictments going out, and he threw all his weight to stop everything. We've seen Trump quietly throw that punch with James Comey. Now, if this operation, if this turns into a real political process against him, let's see what he does then. Because right now, his methods that he used as a businessman have been outed. But we have to allow that process to take place. And, you know, the only person, by the way, that can arrest the President of the United States is the Sergeant-at-Arms of the United States Senate, who is former Washington, D.C. Deputy Police Chief and Chief of the Capitol Hill Police, Chief Garnier. And that can only take place once Donald Trump has been convicted of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for all the people that write me all day, every day, only you can help your representatives in that representative democracy reach that point. You
right.
have to express your voice.
Right. Well, you know, I was saying there was a piece in the LA Times that echoes what you're always saying to us, you know, here and also on TV. It was a piece written by a former United States attorney that just said, don't worry, the FBI won't give up the Russia investigation. You keep making the point, this is not a normal investigation. And he writes the same thing. If the president's goal in firing Comey was to scuttle the Russian investigation, he's overplayed his hand. An investigation is underway, staffed by handpicked agents of an organization that is acutely aware of, if not obsessed with, his image as the premier federal law enforcement agency in the country. For these agents, the investigation is a career-making opportunity, and their motivation has now been augmented by outrage at Comey's firing, which the agency sees as an assault on its independence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is exactly correct. The FBI, for what, you know, it's a very conservative organization, and most of them were for Donald Trump. But there's a line, okay? This is like a mob boss coming into their office, dropping money on the table, and trying to get a payoff. At that point, they go down to their base instinct, which is, you know, how dare you? Now we're going to really investigate. Donald Trump overplayed his hand here. He thought he owned the individual officers of the FBI, and he's going to see what the institution is like now.
And
the worst part is the spy hunters, they don't care about anybody's politics.
By the
they
way,
love hunting the spies.
Yeah, he points out in this article that he may have forgotten the Deep Throat was in the FBI that brought down Nixon, right?
Yeah, FBI agent. There you go.
Right.
And
well, I mean, and somebody was saying, like, obviously this Comey memo is not the first, it's not going to be the first shoe to drop, it's just the first shoe to drop. Somebody speculated, they said that was bait. That's why the New York Times didn't get the actual memo, because Comey wants it to be subpoenaed and wants to testify in public. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And I also agree with something that I heard this morning from Clint Watts, my buddy Clint Watts, that Comey, when he was under Bush, he documented everything.
Right.
and that the base, and he every conversation he wrote down, and that this memo, the one that the one that was rumored that came out yesterday, may be the least of all the damaging memo.
That's what I'm hearing too.
Punch with the best stuff. They're going to punch the stuff that's a little sensational, but it could get worse.
Yeah.
Trump could have called him in again. Trump could have shouted at him. We don't know, but let's find out, shall we?
Yeah. Yes. Let's. I mean, it is almost interesting, Malcolm, to predict anything in this, right? I mean, this is just a just when you're digesting. And by the way, can you say on the relative scale of stupid things, how stupid would it be to piss off Mossad if you had to pick? I mean, the fact that we just found out it was Israel that shared this coded classified intelligence.
You know, I've been to Israel. I almost married an Israeli. I spent a lot of time there. Do you know what the most liberal group in the government of Israel is?
No, which? I forget.
It's the Mossad. If you ever want to see a group of flaming, sexy liberals, go find all the ex-directors of the Mossad when they make their joint statement. They are the most pragmatic people, and they are probably soon going to release a statement about this, about how the United States has endangered the life of an Israeli agent, and how Donald Trump is a threat to Israeli intelligence because of what Israel warned about in January, his big mouth and his ego.
Boy, that's going to be hard for these Israel-loving Republicans to square, isn't it? Remember him calling Barack Obama, not a friend to Israel, et cetera?
They just ignore the Mossad. It's really funny. They pay attention. They love the Mossad as a spy hunting group, as a spy agency. And then when they supported Barack Obama and all of his efforts in Iraq and Palestine, they just pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah. Boy, somebody said, I bet Mossad can get their hands on Trump tax returns.
You probably could, but then again, the Russians probably have a copy already, since they already, since he filled out the W-9s for all the loans.
As you wrote in the book, Malcolm, way many moons ago, this was to sow chaos in the United States, and mission accomplished for Putin.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, and they also met objective number one: get Hillary Clinton out and of the presidency of the United States. And then after that, they can, they have an obsequious person who is completely subservient to Moscow.
Yeah.
And we just saw that again with the Lavrov-Kislyak meeting.
Yeah, that Putin ordered.
That Putin ordered, and Donald Trump would not allow U.S. media to attend, but allowed Russian state media to attend.
So so what do you think? Does this mean that it's recording devices that went either in with the cameramen or already in there? Or
Could have been an iPhone.
Okay. We obviously can't trust a transcript from Vladimir Putin, can we?
No, you can't. But, I saw one sentence from it, and it just expands on what we had heard, partially incidentally. But you can't. However, it's quite possible that it could be accurate.
Yeah.
And that would be even worse.
My God. This is just mind-bending. And CNN, of course, they told CNN not to report what Trump told them because it would get people killed. I mean, it really is mind-bending. There's no other way to explain it, right?
Right. No way to explain it.
Well, I'm going to see you soon, and that's all that counts. I was watching, I was watching you on TV last night with my friend, who was a counterterrorism LAPD guy. And I kept pointing, because I'm a name dropper, I kept going, that's my friend. That's my friend. That's my friend Malcolm. And he was like, I want to meet him. I was like, all right, he's coming out soon.
All right. I trained those guys back when their symbol was a Warner Brothers cartoon of a cat arresting a mouse with a bomb.
Yeah. Wow. And he's always been a Republican guy. He's a great guy, but he's always been a Republican. And I almost had my hands around his neck. I was like, did you vote for him? And he's like, no, I didn't. I voted for Hillary, even though I hate her. It's like, oh, okay.
Hey, I need to say there, Stephanie. You know, there's this group that's marching called March for Truth.
Yes.
On June 3rd.
Yes.
That are coming out to out that stuff. And some people out there are calling them Russian subversives, which is retarded. Go out and march for truth on June 3rd and make your voice heard.
All right.
And participate in representative democracy.
I can tell you used to be a Republican because you're a little bit politically incorrect, but I love you anyway.
Okay.
You big hunk of man meat. All right, I'll see you next week. Bye. Oh, he makes me giggly. I don't know why I feel like getting a parasol when he's on. What do I even need a parasol for? I just want to twirl it. Squeak.